The Public Square Media Network presents Gilbert and Jack, What C.S. Lewis Found Reading G.K. Chesterton by Alan C. Duncan, hosted by Joanna Duncan, read by the author with music by the author and featuring Rupert Stutchbury as G.K. Chesterton and C.S. Lewis. Preface. Playful Pilgrims. Lewis liked to sit quietly reading his book with another person. So he would say as he picked up his book, "Walter, didn't you bring your book?" So he liked to just sit with somebody. Not alone, but with somebody. And then if you had something to contribute, he might talk for a while and then go back to his books. Walter Hooper.
My father introduced me to the work of Clive Staples Lewis by the light of a lamppost, as he read the Chronicles of Narnia to me when I was a child. From there, I thumbed the pages of Mere Christianity in college, read The Abolition of Man as a young professional, and worked through the problem of pain as a new parent. C.S. Lewis, known as Jack to family and friends, was a soldier, a scholar, and a writer. He was injured in the Great War, and later broadcast spiritual sanity to his countrymen on the BBC during the Second World War. Lewis lectured at Oxford and Cambridge, wrote poetry, apologetics, science fiction, and children's literature. He even graced the cover of Time magazine in 1947. C.S. Lewis is widely considered the most influential Christian apologist of his time, and his impact is still felt today. The blockbuster films adapted from the Chronicles of Narnia book series have grossed over $1.5 billion worldwide. His books have been translated into over 40 languages, and his Narnian stories alone have sold over 100 million copies. But Lewis didn't write in a vacuum. He, too, drank deeply from the well of previously written words. The Wade Center at Wheaton College houses a significant portion of C.S. Lewis's personal library. They have his copies of Coleridge and Chaucer, Dumas, Doyle, and Dickens, Kipling, Kingsley, Milton, Homer, and certainly Shakespeare. Lewis was an astoundingly well-read man, and even a portion of his library reveals someone who loved, treasured, and simply owned an abundance of books. For our purposes, it's important to know that the beloved British writer Gilbert Keith Chesterton wrote over 20 of the books contained in the C.S. Lewis Library at the Wade Center. 11 of those have Lewis's handwritten annotations in them. These penciled notes take the form of grammatical corrections, underlines, sparse notes in the margins, and self-made indexes in the empty back pages. Over the years and throughout his collected letters, Lewis references and often recommends Chesterton, particularly The Everlasting Man, calling it the best popular defense of the full Christian position I know. In his autobiography, Lewis wrote of first reading Chesterton while he, Lewis, was still an atheist. He said he couldn't quite understand why he made such an immediate conquest of me, before finally concluding appropriately, "I liked him for his goodness." Leave it to Lewis to summarize succinctly and sweetly the feelings of so many. G.K. Chesterton occupies an ecumenical elevation that is perhaps only surpassed by Lewis himself. While Lewis is the Anglican author that attained a pope's praise, Chesterton is a Catholic writer that even Protestant pastors applaud. Thus, G.K. Chesterton became unavoidable to me. If I wasn't hearing about him from my boss, I was stumbling over commendations of him in online videos, podcasts, and magazine articles. He was everywhere. Perhaps because he conquered virtually every genre of literature at the dawn of the 20th century. Chesterton was an entertaining journalist who also created classic detective fiction, poetry, novels, and apologetic works. I first dipped my toe in Chesterton's tide by way of his published newspaper debate, the Blatchford Controversies. Next, I picked up Heretics, and by the time I was seven sentences in, my pencil was out and I was marking the book. Two pages later, I knew I would never be the same. And I'm glad I can look back now on my own scribbled notes, Ebenezer's to Life Change, etched in number 2 graphite. And such is the wonder of real, handwritten marginalia.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?